Hello everybody. We are now going to the long away, going to the Asia. It's 10 hours flight from here. I'm from Hong Suk Kim from Seoul National University, South Korea. And I will give a talk with this title, funded by government research funds, and two co-authors with me do this research. And I will begin with a brief background of Korea policy context for long-term care insurance. And we've already one of the top Asian society. In the last year, the statistics, 11% of our population is over 65 or older. And in 2050, we will among the oldest country in the world, and one of four of people, Korean people will be 65 or older. Another challenge we have with aging is the speed. This is very not clear, but France, Sweden, United Kingdom, US, Japan, compared to all other countries, our slope is much steep. So population aging comes very fast. One of the reasons for this is people live longer, surely, but also very low fertility rate is one of the driver. People live longer, but they have many health and social issues. So almost 80% of people have chronic condition, and 10-15% of people have limitation of their daily living. This bring lots of costs to the society. So in 2013, 65 older people consist of 11% of population, but they spent 35% of all health expenditure. And they need support, but it's Asia, so people sometimes, my Western friends, say to me, "You're good, you are in Asia, your children will take care of you forever," but that's not the case anymore. So like 60% of people, older people living alone or with their spouse only, and they also do not expect to live with children in the future, and women are working. So all these factors come to the high social needs for long-term care. People believe more and more society has to be responsible for taking care of all the people, not family, whole, only for family. So the long-term care discussion in the policy, politics area began in 2001, and in 8 years, in a very Korean people, you may know it, everything's very quick. So in 8 years, we just introduced national long-term care insurance. And the goal of the LTCI is support physical activity and household of the elderly, and promote basically life stabilization and quality of care for elderly, but also quite a weight the quality of life of family members. So government want to decrease the burden of a care family. Maybe that's a good, bad, but that's the reality in Korea. Family do not get much burden from caring their elderly. It's a little sad story. I will move to some building blocks of our financing of long-term care insurance. It's not tax-based system, it's contribution-based social insurance financing system. So 60-65% from contribution. Not fully actual social insurance, because government subsidize about 20% and the user co-pay about 15 or 20. And LTCI actually is, as I mentioned, social insurance. It, because we already have national health insurance introduced about 40 years ago, that was social insurance. It's past dependency. Exactly the same two social insurance. They share governments and administrative body like that, but they they, the policymakers make two separate financial pot. So they separate financial scheme because they worried about the new insurance for long-term care would increase the use of healthcare, so they make it separate. And also it will be much easier to introduce or persuade the citizen to pay more because it's a new insurance. So that was that happened. And they strategically or intentionally make healthcare out of the FPCI. So that's the design of our system. So institutional long-term care basically provides by two social insurance. Long-term care facility is under ATCI. Long-term care hospital service under health insurance, HI. For the population coverage on eligibility of long-term care insurance, it's basically for older people, but not all older people. There is a CNC system, so it's a national standardized system to determine service eligibility. So it's very similar with Japan system. It's 51 items, and the older people assess, and a committee review the results and make the grade and make sure this person enough burden for long-term care. So as I mentioned, long-term care facility in service is basically for others of age of 65 or people below 65, if they have age-related disease, they will be eligible, but they not all but must pass the eligibility test. Unlike LTCF service, LTCH, which is under health insurance, anybody with chronic or complex care needs, they can get the hospital service. No eligibility test exists. The criteria of LTCH patients were much broader. Because of there, this is disparity of the two systems, and there's no and very, I could say, very limited mechanism to guide older people to choose which type of service. There is a mix of the service. I mean, there are some people supposed to be in a community in a hospital, and some people must be in a hospital in a community. And sometimes those two institutions competing for each other, the same type of patients. And part of the reason is because of the rapid increase of the supply of these institutions. And in Korea, like 95% of all these institutions are private. And at the very early of the introduction period, government worried about the limited infrastructure, so they make a loose regulation. And of course, because the population aging very fast, those private providers very interested about this new market. And it's now oversupply, and the shortage of the LTC provider issue was solved, but the controlling quality of long-term care become a new challenge. So you see, it's very low, and long-term care hospitals now more than 1,000 facilities, more than four times more in like 4 or 5 years. And in summary, I just mentioned, and financial is hospital under HC, facility HCI, population, facility service, people have to pass CNC and has to be older, but there is no eligibility test. Type of benefits mainly aid support and other social care, but hospital services, prevention and treatment of senile disease and chronic condition is very broad, so people just can get to the hospital. Staffing regulation, long-term care hospital is a higher staffing, higher workforce, so they have physician, there's no physician, and much higher RN staffing in long-term care hospital. So in overall, the only success of our system is we now have a public long-term care insurance program, and we now about 0.6% GDP for public expenditure on long-term care. And average increase of rate of expenditure over the last 6 years, Korea is surely number one because we introduced a new system. And it operates over 60 years without any catastrophe events. It's quite okay, fine. And the first older people, about 6% of all older people in Korea is now covered. And there is some evidence of decreased burden of family care. And we have now infrastructure. But there are many challenges, and especially for the challenge related study I would present here is the delivery of institutional care. As I mentioned, the health and social care is fragmented, and lack of coordination. Two systems are serious. So in fact, possibly patients would be mixed due to free choice of who goes where for this type of service and no mechanism for proper coordination. And this increased the risk for inappropriate care. It could be possible risk for safety because high health care, some long-term care residents might have high health care needs. And also increasing possibility of increasing inequality of care because there's a high out-of-pocket payment for long-term care hospitals. So some rich elderly go to hospital, poor people still in a facility even though they have medical care needs. So there's increased concern for this issue and the among the policy and research group, but there has been a lack of evidence, empirical study supporting this concern. So the study I'm going to present briefly is about the making the evidence for this concern. So the study was to examine the characteristics of older people in two institutions and their service needs. And it's a cross-national survey study done in 2013. And it's part of large analysis of survey data and administrative claim data. And actually, we have the NHIS, National Health Insurance Corporation, has all the data. Everything is linked. So much easier situation, I think, once you can make a good agreement with NHIC. It's hard to get in, but once you access the data, everything's linked with unique ID, so it's much easier. The sampling, what we did is we make a sampling of 5% of national representative sample of those two institutions and go to the sample institution. We make about 20% random sampling of all the people in those sample institutions. And so our sample is about 3,000 people. Main measure of the two is the INTRI-LTCF. It's a standardized CGA. It was actually recently addressed in OECD Health Policy Report titled Good Life in Old Age. And actually this tool was widely used in many cross-national studies in European countries. They call it a shelter study as well. So I did another study and translate and validate this tool in Korean version and use the tool for this national survey study. So these are the outcome tables I'm going to show you. So the general characteristic when you look at the representative sample of older people in a two constitution and people in a facility is more older people, widows, and poor people. In terms of health and functional condition, the INTRI tool have many psychometrically sound scale, and you see their level of health and function is, as we guess, it's mixed. It's not much significant difference, except cognition, but it's also marginal, so they are all mixed. And this is a series of graph, but I will just move on. You can see my message of this slide, just their pattern is very similar. The left, the blue is a hospital patient, left, red is resident. And this slide shows the service and resource used. There in the INTRI-LTCF that includes a case mix algorithm. So you can categorize patients in a 7 groups, the rehabilitation patients with a high medical needs and also needs a high resource use. once the algorithm take out that group and then move down to the up to, down to the physical function reduce. As you see, we could say the upper four group is high medical needs or below three group is lower medical needs, but like 30% of people in lower medical needs in a hospital, and a similar percent of 30-something percent of people with high case mix people in a facility. And this is also actually, luckily we, this INTRI instrument was actually mandated in Ontario. Mm. So all Ontario long-term care facilities and hospitals use this tool as a single common tool, and everybody is assessed routinely. And we compare our sample distribution with Ontario, and you see our hospital has much lighter patients compared to Ontario. In the facility part, we have large people with medical needs there too, but we have very limited medical staff. But Ontario, they do have those steps. The situation is different. And utilization perspective, compared to hospital people in a facility, are likely to more use acute hospitalization in Egypt. So I think this is the last slide. So the functional status and care needs were not much different among the LTCH under health insurance and people in the facility service using LTCI. But the former received more care than the latter because it's a hospital. And unmet healthcare needs of the elderly at long-term care facility we can find. And significant portion of long-term care hospital, if there is enough proper infrastructure, they can be served in a facility in the community. So we need policy recommendation from this evidence. In Korea government needs more better policy to better coordination, integration service of those health and social care. And it not should be any more silos. They had to be coordinate using some incentive for the payment system and organizing of their care delivery. That's it. Thank you.